Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
A little play along at home tease. We're going to do a segment later where we're going to rank, give our rankings of NFL teams top 1 to 15. It's going to go hand in hand with a snake draft we're going to do. And if you want to play along at home, it's not as easy as it sounds.
No.
So you can prep. I know Ted Johnson and I have both been stressing over it all afternoon because I struggled from the number one spot straight through 15. You might as well just throw a dart at the board when you get past like 5 or 6 and they're all the same. And Patriots could be this or the Broncos could be that. All those freaking 4-2 teams that are bunched up across the NFL. But joining us now on the phone lines is our buddy Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston. And Tom Curran with WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. By Shaw's and Star Market, look for the new lower prices every day tags through the store and save on the items you buy most. And Tom Curran is powered by Verizon. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Great. What's going on, buddy?
So I know you used to have an MVP vote. Do you still have an MVP vote?
You know what? I recused myself from the process of voting for the season-ending awards and the All-Pros last year. Because I came to the conclusion that there's a lot of money involved in these All-Pro and Coach of the Year incentive-laden things. And I said, you know what? I don't watch who the third best guard in the league is. Give it to somebody who spends more time doing the national stuff. So I recommended Albert Breer, who spends a lot more time on the phone. So long story short, no. I think Albert will be doing it from here on out. But I just felt like I was not equipped to do it.
Look at you. That's very magnanimous.
Very much
impressive.
So.
Anyway.
I like that.
Let's just pretend. I know you're a good actor. I've watched some of those skits over the years on Quick Slant, so I know you're a great actor. So let's pretend you have a vote. Is Drake May a legitimate MVP candidate in your mind?
Why, sure he is. Absolutely. And it's great because we now have weighted votes for all of those Coach of the Year and player and MVP, offensive player, all those. The votes are weighted, so we would do the top five guys. And I certainly think that Drake May will garner, if he continues at this pace, at least some of the top five votes. So I would say Baker Mayfield would be up there. Jared Goff would be up there. Drake May would be up there. You could throw Puka Nacua up there. Daniel Jones would be up there. Which is to suggest that this is the way MVP votes usually look in the early portion of the season before Halloween. It could be anybody that you didn't expect.
Yeah, very true, Tom. I'm curious what your thoughts on just the passing game in general. It's obviously, I'm guessing that it has impressed you and probably exceeded your expectations based on what we saw to start. And I'm just curious what aspect of the passing game is kind of the most impressive to you. Is it the completion percentage? Is it his ability? I think he leads the league in plays of over 20 yards. Is it his completion percentage on third down, which is the best in the league? I mean, what part of the passing game has got you kind of the most excited to see from Drake?
Teddy, I think it's the fact that I don't think any team has yet found a way to stop him.
Yep.
Which doesn't mean to say that he's the Michael Jordan of 2025's the 2025 NFL, but what is it right now that he is having a hard time with in terms of what defenses can throw at him? You know, he's hitting from the pocket. He's hitting under pressure. He's hitting on the move. He's running with the football. The passing game itself is, it's not anchored to one superior talent. There's no Edelman. There's no Gronkowski. So I think that's what impresses me the most. The confidence with which he's playing, it's not an offensive line that's either, neither is it chock full of all pros or pro bowlers. So some of it may be a byproduct of the teams they're playing against. He's had sensational games against Carolina and Miami, but you can only play who's in front of you. So I think what impresses me most is his downfield throwing, the inability to put my finger on one thing that he sucks at right now, mm-hmm. since he seems to have gotten over the opening of the game jitters that I thought that he suffered from a little bit, certainly in the offseason and in week one. So that, the bulletproofedness is what passes that impresses me the most.
Okay, Tom, little Tommy on the spot here. You can't choose Drake May. What new member of the New England Patriots has been the most pleasant surprise for you thus far through six games?
Diggs and Booty, even though I thought both would be good players. But while I'm on the spot, I have to think on the spot and on the fly. So I'm going to go with Diggs. And how about Bobby Spillane? Huh?
Yeah.
We crushed him for the first two weeks.
Yeah, no doubt.
And we all spent a lot of time saying, do I see a bust? Is that a bust?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it has turned out to not be a bust. It's turned out to be a very productive player. So I would say those three players, and I was talking earlier this week about the acquisitions the Patriots have made, both through the draft and in free agency. And you can come up with like a dozen guys.
Mm-hmm.
Diggs, Campbell, Bradbury, Moses, Jared Wilson, and defensively Craig Woodson, Milton Williams, Harold Landry, Robert Spillane. Yep. All of these guys came in this past year. Mac Hollins. The core of this team is completely new, and it's really interesting to look at how impactful it's been in terms of the player acquisitions and the early returns.
You just named six guys on the offense and six guys on the defense that have been brought in either via draft or free agency that are making impacts on this team, which is very kind of Commanders-like from 2024.
Mike Vrabel, Executive of the Year?
Maybe.
Ooh, doggy.
Maybe.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston.
He's got the title. Imagine Elliot Wolf getting named when he's sitting there with the name and all it says is GM on the front of his desk, and nobody else is listening to him.
Poor Elliot.
Probably the case.
Tom, this may be a tough one to answer on the fly, but of all the things this team is doing well right now, because they're playing well, they're a playoff team, they're a 4-win team, we're all excited. Of all the things they're doing well, which part is most sustainable? And which part are you worried will not be sustainable of what they're doing right now?
The great health that they're having is the thing that I worry about.
That's a good answer.
Being the most unsustainable. God bless them. You never wish ill. And I think everyone would understand that. But that, to me, is the number one thing. You know, what happens if you get into the Marcus Bryants or further down into the cornerback group? To me, that's it's hard to see them sustain. Tight end is another spot that is kind of sneaking through. So I think that's the biggest thing that I'm crossing my fingers for people's good health, because I don't want to see anybody hurt. If they're going to suck, I want them to suck on their own merit.
That's a good way to live life. That's a general theory.
And then secondly, what do I feel is the most sustainable?
Yeah. You there?
I think anything that's related to McDaniels and the defensive front generating pressure, I think that is in their DNA right now. It's who they are, and they've become that quickly. So I think the defensive front and the ability to exert some pressure and be a good and productive front seven, it's the number one sustainable thing. And then I think McDaniel's continuing to find ways to at least get them over 20 points. Remember when 20 was this barrier that was very difficult for them to break?
Yeah.
I think the McDaniels is grown comfortable enough that even if you ended up with the injuries that befall you and Josh Dobbs is out there, I still think that they could find ways to get there. I think.
Tom, they're obviously Mike Vrabel's gets a homecoming for him, and there's a lot of talk about his time there. Do you just the storylines of the Patriots playing the Tennessee Titans and Mike Vrabel going back? Do you think this has an impact in the game? Do you think this is going to fire guys up? Do you think it's is there something we're missing in this storyline that we should be paying attention to? Just your overall thoughts about Mike Vrabel going back home to Tennessee.
I think it's going to have a huge impact on the way they play on Sunday. And I think that the way the schedule has mapped out has been tremendously in their favor, not because of the strength of opponent, but because of the way each week has provided a gradual growth for them. You know, the first week, it wasn't a difficult opponent with the Raiders at home. They didn't win, but then they went to Miami and they did, fortunately for them, face a Miami team that they were able to take advantage of the mistakes of and May played cleanly. So now you get your road win, you build some confidence, you come back, you play well, believe it or not, against the Steelers, but turn it over five times. So you have an easy thing to say, well, we would have won by 21 points if we didn't give them the game. So you have more fuel. Then you got a get right game with Carolina to really give you proof of concept, Teddy. We talked about it in the post game and they win easily. And then they go to Buffalo to get another proof of concept type of win. That even if they had lost that game, you would have said there's still momentum. New Orleans, and now this game, I think, in what would be and is their third straight game on the road, but could be their fourth straight road win, bridging back to the Miami game. And they have a reason to have their attention captured. So I think it's really interesting to see the way the season has played out. And Ted, you know, Mike, he likes to grind people. He will delight in grinding the Tennessee Titans. Phil Perry pointed out to us, you know, it wasn't just the screwing with Bill in the timeouts a long time ago or beating the Patriots so soundly in the final game for Brady in the playoffs. He also threw a gadget pass in 2018 in which, I don't know if the quarterback was Tannehill, I think it was, right after the Patriots had lost in the Super Bowl. They put in one of those gadget passes where Tannehill was able to make a reception, just kind of like Vrabel kind of saying, ha-ha, we can run the play, and our quarterback will catch it.
Yeah, and it was right, Mariota, and Brady almost wrecked his knee on that Mariota. Damn play in 2018. Yep. Yeah, that was brutal. Thank you, Tom. I saw earlier, I floated this by the boys, Bill Barnwell on ESPN suggested trading Kyle Duggar for Damian Pierce, maybe to get a backup running back or see if he can get the run game going. There's a million different theories as to why it's just stalling out still, and I don't know how much longer you can ask Drake May to be 85% of the offense. You got any hints or tips lying around there as to what we can do to get this ground game going?
Give it to Henderson more often. Just give him the ball. Stop waiting until you...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
You've looked at the numbers and said, oh, damn, we've only given it to him two times in the first half. Just start the game with him at running back and get him to a point where he's running with comfort and not, hey, I got to earn my carries here. Now, he was over 4 yards on many of his runs last year, but there were only 9 of them. I would try and get Travion Henderson going, because I don't think that Stevenson, even if he doesn't fumble for a long period of time, I don't think he'll be able to run with the confidence that you want from your number one backs for weeks. He's got to string together. He's probably got a little psychological damage right now that's impacting the way he runs the ball. So I would say, go ahead, run Travion Henderson and make sure that they figure it out. However, we talked about this, and I'm sure you guys have too. I do think it's sustainable to win without a top half of the league, or even, and I know that they're 32nd, so, but I do think they're capable of winning without a top tier running game or even a good running game.
Yep. Same. Before we let you go, the Titans fired their coach. Do they get a little bump? What's your prediction? How's this game play out?
They are bumpless. They are bump-free. I think sometimes you see teams that are held back by their head coach, and there's dysfunction caused by the head coach, and they're just waiting for that guy to get shown the door, and then these veteran teams, you know, resort to, hey, okay, now it's on us. They're just not that team in terms of veteran leadership. They're not that team in terms of leadership at the quarterback position. They're heinous right now in so many offensive categories. Give me a second, and I'll find the thing I was just looking at, just how bad it is. Yes, sir. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. 5 offensive touchdowns, 28% on third down. They've given up 25 sacks.
Yikes.
They're allowing 5.4 yards. No, that's wrong. They're averaging 5.4 yards per attempt throwing, and it's a 55% completion percentage. They're allowing 4.5 yards per carry and 11 touchdowns this year.
And they are second to last.
I'm not going to say, right?
Second to last in point differential.
Yeah,
minus 78.
They stink. That's a lot of numbers to say the Titans stink and the Patriots should roll. Tom Curran, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks,
see you, Tom. That was Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, I'm getting mixed messages. So about a half hour ago, I listened to Ted Johnson. 10 minutes ago, I listened to Tom Curran, and they're both telling me two very different things.
He wasn't paying attention.
About the Patriots and an aspect of their team. We're going to need to clarify this up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.